This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a Friday. Nothing like it, friends. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is sizzling. If you're a first-time caller this hour, or you tell me a story about your dog, you think it's a little hype, or you think man's best friend is a really good moniker for a dog? I think that's 100% dead on right. I thought that since my dad used to tell me stories about his little lab pal. Pal. He's always talking about pal. Pal got, run over or something. It was a bad, traumatic deal. And then we heard so many stories. We said, can we get a dog? And then our little dog in Montevideo got run over the bus. He would always chase the bus, and the school bus ran him over. I never remember looking at that little lifeless dog. I was just like, that didn't happen. Crying out loud. And so when I met my wife, she had a little tiny poodle. The poodle's name was Snoopy, and I wasn't a big poodle guy, but I didn't mind him. The dog used to bark like crazy at anybody that would, at males, did not like, Snoopy did not like men, okay? So, like, the mailman comes to the door, you know, the plumber comes over, I come over for the first time, and guess what, Todd? Peaches and cream, baby. The dog right next to me on the couch, no barking, nothing. So one of the reasons, you know, Maria agreed to take my hand is, you know, Snoopy had signed off. So you don't think I've got a special place for that dog, who still today is managing to get around, although not real well.
There's a social media meme out there that I don't remember exactly what it said, but to paraphrase it, you can trust when a dog doesn't like somebody.
See? And it happened in reverse for yours truly.
Exactly.
Old Snoop signed up. By the way, we have four dogs in our house. We've had five at one point. I kid you not. I'm not like, oh, my gosh.
How did you pull that off?
I know. So, you know, it's gone up from there. A couple of Scottish Terriers. And we're down to one Scotty now. A little Teddy. Named after North Dakota's favorite president, old Teddy Roosevelt. But, we have a new Labradoodle that is just a hoot. I mean, it is so fun, but not quite a year yet. But Hudson is the latest and greatest. So anyway, we're a dog family. We love them. And if you have a great dog story, share it. We'll give you a prize. We'll go with a little Cloverdale, Big Flavor Bacon, maybe a little, what should we do? Musical tickets. There's still time to see the Madora musical, for crying out loud. How about that? Yeah. So your choice there. We'll get you a prize. First time caller. Or a dog story this hour on what's on your mind. Monday is another edition of Safety Talk. Not every day I can get on the radio and talk about things that saves people's lives, but that's what we do with Safety Talk, and that's why we do it, as a matter of fact. Our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, as well as WSI, Workforce Safety and Insurance, every month help us round up experts. And we're going to talk a little bit about school violence and safety. And, you know, violence concerns and also workplace violence and safety issues with some of the pros. Valerie Fisher, Safe Schools Director from DPI. Don Ronsberg, who's with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and a Protective Security Advisor there. And then also Don Mosman, who's the Training Director of the Safety Council. So appreciate WSI and the North Coast Safety Council allowing us to bring those to you Mondays on the program. I am efforting an endeavor to be at the Standing Rock protest site. We're going to do our best to do that as well and visit with all sides there and bring some more perspective to that story that we've tried to do. Don't know what day that'll be. Dick Morris is Tuesday next week. You've been asking for him back for a while. Congressman Kevin Cramer and, of course, our friends from the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter back. Always enjoy those conversations about the great things they are doing and providing a really wonderful education. America's Leadership University is a special place, and it's an affordable place. Back to your calls now with whatever's on your mind, and we can talk about the. I do want to continue, is what I'm trying to say, getting your definitions of what racism is. I really do, because I think it's an important conversation that we need to have. So Keep that coming. But anything on your mind, you want to talk about National Dog Day, you want to talk about this presidential race between Donald Trump, just send a text or say, start now talking about voting for vice president, not president. In other words, if you see flaws in Hillary and you see flaws in Trump, who's the better vice president? Interesting theory from a listener. You can text us at 701-226-8503 or call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Also this hour, I'll tell you about New York City at Christmas time. I'll tell you about ouroldnumber.com and much more on the program, so stay tuned. Farrell is still with us. Farrell called in at the end of last hour, and he is from Arizona. Was up here protesting, visiting family. Were you protesting or just visiting family? I didn't mean to say you were protesting. I guess you called about the protest. But.
Well, I wasn't protesting. I was protecting the water, and yes, I was visiting family. So
right.
back to my point is that if you're sure, 100% sure that there's no break, it is man-made, and if it breaks, can I bring my 100% oil-watered mud to you so you can drink?
It's a couple things there, Phil. First of all, can you turn down whatever you're listening to this show on? Because we are not able to hear you and yourself later. It really makes it difficult to hear. But I think what you're saying, first of all, you need to understand, I'm not saying it's 100% foolproof because nothing is. But my point is, how many drops of oil or anything in a pipeline for that matter get to where they're going? What percentage get to where they're going without any incident? Do you know?
No, I don't. But I do know that four drops of benzene, which is a product toxic of oil, four drops will contaminate at least 50,000 gallons.
Yeah. Well, Farrell, let me just first of all, 99.99%. So that's why I, before the break, said, you know, how'd you get back to Arizona? And my point is, you know, I get up every day worried for the safety of my kids, my family members, the people I work with. Right. And you understand there's risk in anything you do. So, you know, but to take your analogy of worrying or protecting the water at the Dakota Access Pipeline site, which, by the way, is the greatest pipeline in the way of technology of all of them that are currently being built. Right. Because they constantly get better at technology. For instance, did you know there's a double lining? So, for instance, if the oil would leak, it would go into a different layer. Not the water. It would trigger a fluid that then goes to an alarm that then allows the shutoff of certain sections of where that leak is. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
a protection.
Myself, well, that is true, but if it is man-made, it will break. Not when, you know. When.
That's a fair statement that at some point things break and they can always break. But my point is you've got to mitigate the risk then. You say, okay, if in the event there's a leak, you have the second layer, it triggers alarm, you shut it down, it minimizes how much would be spilled. Number two, did you know there are very advanced efforts in cleaning up spills from rivers? So long before it would threaten any particular water supply, they have the ability to grab it. And they've been doing actually some testing on that recently on Lake Sakakawea, which is incredible what they can do in a very short period of time. So those protections are, you know, already there. If I was worried about a pipeline, if I wanted to get up every morning worried about a pipeline breaking and threatening the water supply, I wouldn't pick this one. And that's why I don't believe Fairless has anything to do with that pipeline and that supply of water. And to their credit, there's a lot of groups that have come in and done the made-for-TV protests who say just that in all of their materials. This is about global warming. This is about, fossil fuels being loathed and hated. And with all due respect, Farrell, it's hypocritical. It's very hypocritical of these people to fly around and drive around and suggest products they use every day, getting from point A to point B, taking much larger risk driving a car than of anything that's going to happen to the water, then protest this. That's my beef.
Well, you know, I mean, your analogy, I kind of agree with you. You know, we need this energy to get safely somewhere. But unfortunately, you had oil line pipeline breaks in South Dakota. You had oil line pipes break in North Dakota. And, you know, my point being, if technology was so great, why did these happen?
Well, because of your earlier point, nothing's 100% foolproof. Now, some of those, the one I have to think of is that the Jensen farm north of Tioga and created quite a mess up there in a farm field. It was, by the way, a federal failure of oversight. It was a PHMSA pipe that was not properly inspected by the federal government, so Barack Obama should be protested on that one, and it caused quite a deal of cleanup. But guess what? They're cleaning it up. They're cleaning it up. They're compensating. They're taking care of the people. Yes, it happens, but in the again, 0.0009% of the time that it happens, what do? You clean it up. I hope you call again, Farrell. I enjoyed chatting with you. I appreciate it very much, and I don't know that we're ever going to agree on this, but I think the protest at Dakota Access Pipeline site today is not about the Dakota Access Pipeline or about the water you fear being contaminated. It's pure politics. It's people that don't like fossil fuels, and they ought to quit hiding behind the fact that it's anything but, because that's what it is. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, your calls, texts, emails, next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, technicians, if you're not making upwards of $32 an hour, listen up. My friends at Polar Service Center want you. They need 4 technicians in Williston now, 3 in Kildare. Call Gary, 701-495-3592 right now. He's the Northwest Regional Manager for Polar Service Center. 701-495-3592. Great benefits, too. Gary, tell us about those.
We have great medical benefits with low copays. My wife's in the medical field, so she says our medical is far better than a lot of them out there. We have dental. We have 401k with matching. And we have a technician bonus program. If they meet a certain bonus criteria every quarter, they get some profit sharing, which a lot of companies don't offer out there.
There's even a housing allowance in Kildare. Give Gary a call, 701-495-3592. He's standing by on a cell phone. Leave a message if you get voicemail. 701-495-3592, 701-495-3592, Polar Service Center, a great company.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
With all of us on the go, it seems we're never at home. We're at work, kids at school or activities. We were always missing important calls to our home telephone, and then we found OurOldNumber.com. It's the perfect solution for families on the go. Callers to our home number can pick the person they want to reach, and the call goes straight to our cell phones. What a great solution for families on the go, and it saves us money every month, too. Check out OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In regard to dog stories, on national news this morning, they had a story about how a trainer was training dogs to go into hospitals and detect a septic, and the dog had over a 95% success ratio. Talk to you later. Bye.
Love the dog stories. National Dog Day. By golly. Let's have it. 800-228-0550. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, brought to you in part today by our friends at OurOldNumber.com. Freedom. What's the price of freedom, right? What the heck does freedom have to do with our old number? Well, if I have my landline and it's there and people know it, the doctor's office, friends, family, and I'm gone, I miss those calls. So the freedom is saying I go to OurOldNumber.com. They take my home phone number and make it as mobile as I am. Sign me up. Doesn't get better than that, does it? So calls to your home phone number answered by a recorded greeting. You, if the caller wants to talk to mom or dad or your son or daughter, they can do that. Immediately, seamlessly forwarded on to family members. So, this is great. OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. Simple as that. And it really is very simple. Or call them at 800-774-0530. Now, they've given our listeners a special discount for a limited time. So, for the rest of August, and by my math, that's not a lot. 3 days next week. You go to OurOldNumber.com, use the promo code Scott, and get a good deal. Okay? 800-774-0530. 800-774-0530 or OurOldNumber.com. All right, let's get back to the phones. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Char in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Char.
Hey. Are you there?
Happy Friday, Char. We're here, loud and clear. We hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a couple comments to make about the protesting going on with the pipeline. You know, I've gone to a couple of the, they call it public safety committee meetings on the pipeline out in Minot. And North Dakota, in their favor, opens up these groups for anybody and everybody to show up. And they make it loud and clear what their plan is. They let everybody come in, raise their concerns. Even I had some concerns about the pipeline. Unfortunately, and I love the Native American people, and I support their cause in protecting the water and all this stuff. The world is what we live in. However, it becomes a disgraceful act when you yourself don't show up at the public safety meetings like they're doing right now and saying we don't want it to go through. So there's some kind of gap. You can't be a separatist in our society. We have laws and rules that we follow. And not putting any Native Americans down, but we need them more in the government to help establish laws. You can't divide yourself and say you want to be in it and then claim racism on the other hand. All this was already set up and well-established way before this. We have, unfortunately, workers that are ready to lay these pipelines down. It's not their fault.
400, I was just going to add to that. Workers right now, they're idle. The company is paying, and I've heard estimates. And I've heard this from a couple different sources. We're talking $400,000 a day loss from construction being stopped.
And this is the sad reality, is that you have to, what's happened in the past is the past. We can't change it. There was some things that were wrongly done by the government. We know that. But we can't separate ourselves from the reality that we have to work within the government that we have to work with. There's things that North Dakota does I totally disagree with. But there's a way and a process that we have to go through in order to change those things. We can't take it upon ourselves to say, well, I don't want to go to the meeting, and I don't want to get all these tribes together and bring concern. And then on the other hand, when it finally goes through and they know it's going through, well, let's just stop all these other workers from doing the job that we ourselves had a choice to go to the meeting to prevent.
Very good point.
It becomes a disgrace not only to themselves, And they're unlawfully doing this. And it's showing us, there's nothing wrong with protesting. That's not the issue here. And I have concerns about cross drilling. There's so many concerns about, you know, our technology. But we have a way of voicing that without causing chaos.
Yeah, you're very good points, Char. Very, very good points. I think the biggest flaw on this particular project is that the Public Service Commission held, I believe, three hearings, and there were no protests, no formal complaints by the tribe about this. None. Zippo. And when asked about it, I've been told they basically said we didn't know about them. I mean, which is just, you know, unforgivable. That isn't on anybody else. They're very open when they happen. So that was a complete and total ball drop on their part. It absolutely is. And I agree with you on the company losing that kind of money. That's why I think this is important to all of us as North Dakotans. This kind of behavior, this is thuggery, ladies and gentlemen. You don't shut down a lawful project with an unlawful protest. That's thuggery. Okay? Texter says, didn't you have someone on the show that said they were talking to Standing Rock about putting the pipeline through their land and they wanted way too much money? That was alleged by emailers, callers, and others. We asked if there was ever a potential routing through the tribe, and nobody remembered one. I have since checked that out and found out through a source directly to the company that that never happened. There were never any discussions. So that's what you can put away, that this isn't a retaliation for not getting what they wanted before, because a lot of people were saying that. Not true. Rocky in Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Scott.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to present a concept. First of all, I realize there are many protesters there that are absolutely sincere. I do believe they're being whipped up by paid people, just like Black Lives Matter. There's 20 or 30 core people that show up at every one of these things that foment the hatred and the stuff that we see. And if we don't recognize that we're against, that we have in opposition, some pretty organized people, that this isn't what it appears to be at the very, very root. But to the people that are actually listening and that actually are trying to figure things out and where they stand, I would just present the following. Aren't their lifespans longer now than they were 100 years ago? There is less total pollution to them now than there was 100 years ago. Now, that doesn't give us an excuse, or we can't poop in our own lunchbox. I'm not for any of that stuff. You know, we have to be diligent and be careful. But the concept that we're polluting it, well, why are we living longer if we're living in a more polluted place, net total, if you count the fact that we're living longer?
I think you have another example, Rocky, and we'll use that on the other side of the break. More after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit breatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
New York City is one special place. My wife Maria and I, the last 3 years, this will be the third year, have taken a group of listeners to New York City that today we still hear from, that we enjoy, that it was fun. You met some new people, you had a great time, you traveled, in our case last year was 4 nights, 5 days. This year we added a day, just an absolute blast. Really would love to get to know you better and also show you a great place. If you've never been to New York City and you think, I'm not so sure, I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Now, it's not North Dakota, okay? It is not North Dakota, but I'll tell you what. I know a lot of people that hadn't been there before said, wow, is this something else? And we don't, we travel as a group, and we don't, we're not like getting, great meals, a couple of great shows, seeing some great events with the best tour guide, a nice bus. So you're doing all together. It really makes it a lot easier. You're not going anywhere you shouldn't go, but it's one of the safest places on the planet. It's just a marvelous, marvelous place. Trust me, you will say, I want to go back again and again and again and again and again. There's just so much to see and do and everything else. So here's the deal. November 29th, which is a Tuesday through Sunday, which is the 6th, I guess. That's Sunday. So it's 5 days, 6 days rather, and 6 nights. Sunday, December 4th will be the last day. And I'll just quickly go through what we're going to do each day, okay? So the first day, we leave early out of your choice of Bismarck or Fargo, and we get there, go right to lunch to a place called the Cat's Deli in Brooklyn, which is just like the Cat's Deli. When Harry Met Sally, if you ever saw that movie, you had Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, they're having that famous little lunch. That's the place. But it's a phenomenal spot. Then we do a city bus tour for a couple hours. You see Harlem, you see Brooklyn, you see Manhattan. Check into the Homewood Suites. Great hotel, you'll love that. Really neat neighborhood. Walk down to Times Square, check that out. Wednesday, do breakfast. All the breakfasts are included. A lot of the dinners are included. I think every dinner but one. A couple of lunches. A lot of times you're on your own, but then we're going to tour again, and we're going to get a guided tour for a couple hours of America's Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. You won't believe it. Then the Rockefeller Center area, incredible. Union Square, Flatiron Building. We do dinner that night on a boat and do a big cruise around Manhattan Island. You're going to love that, okay? So that's Wednesday's done now. Thursday, we get up and go to Fox and Friends, Fox News Channel, and we had a lot of fun there. Don't know what we're going to do there this year. Last year, they actually had us plan to do the weather. We were going to stand behind them where they were going to do the weather, and then San Bernardino happened. So everything changed, and after, just as the show was ending, they brought us in, and everybody got to meet the crew. So don't really know, but we'll be at the Fox News Channel for sure, which will be a lot of fun. Ellis Island that day, and an actual guided tour of that will be a lot of fun as well. That night we do Carmine's, famous place, do a nice meal and a Broadway show. There's nothing like a Broadway show. There really isn't. Fiddler on the Roof is the show we're doing. We had American in Paris planned, but the show is actually going dark, so we're doing Fiddler on the Roof, which will be a dandy. Then Friday, the 9/11 Memorial, 9/11 Museum, guided tours, a Little Italy for lunch, the best, Chinatown, that night, Trump Tower for dinner, and then the Radio City Music Hall, Rockettes. Nothing like that. We also are going to see the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center lit up, which is pretty special. Saturday, Empire State Building, the Intrepid Air Sea Space Museum, that's fabulous, Hard Rock Cafe for dinner. And then we go to Madison Square Garden to watch UND play Boston College. We're going to watch the UND hockey team play hockey for the first time ever in Madison Square Garden. You can't make that up, folks. And we come home Sunday after a little walk along the Brooklyn Bridge as a group. We did that last year. Some folks did it, some didn't. But we walked the Brooklyn Bridge. It was so fun. So if you, like me, think that sounds incredible with 5 nights, 6 days, breakfast, dinners, Broadway shows, and all of that, big deluxe bus driving us all around, all of that for $29.99 per person based on double occupancy. What's not to love? What is not to love? Now, here's the deal. That price can last forever because of the airfare. So if you want to come, you'll have plenty of time to come with us. But if you want that great price, you got to lock in now. And to do that, call Jason at Group Travel Planners. Here's the number, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. One more time, 952, that's the Twin Cities area code, 952-898-0008. He's usually talking to somebody, so leave a message, he'll call you back, or just email me, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Scott, at flagfamily.com, and I'll send you the itinerary, line you up with that number, and you can get a hold of them ASAP. We're going to have some fun. So a few of you have been asking for the itinerary on the air. It took me a couple of minutes, but I wanted to give you a little flavor of what we're going to do. November 29th. Through December 4th, New York City Christmas. You will love it. Join me, my wife Maria, and a group of great North Dakotans. Rocky in Tioga, I've been waiting to finish our thought from before the break on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Do you have another example of what you're talking about? I like your first one, Rocky. Give me the next one.
Well, I mean, everything from medicine, how many people die from abscessed appendicitis, or all these other things that come. Our net pollution has improved vastly over the last 100 years. We live longer by decades. The concept that we are net polluting is simply not true, or we wouldn't be living longer. So to the good people that are actually trying to figure their way through this, think about the fact that, it's not all bad. And also think about the fact that people with ulterior motives they're real. And I can't explain it. The outrage I feel when I found out and saw photocopies of the receipts where our own Justice Department paid for the bus kids from a school, university 40 miles away to protest the Zimmerman thing. Our Justice Department did that. So the players that are causing us putting us face to face against each other they're not to be seen, but they're there.
You bet. They are, Rocky. You're absolutely okay. Right. You got some good points here. I do think we spend a lot of time, and you did a good job of it. I do the same thing going, what are the chances for this happening? I mean, anybody legitimately down there peacefully protesting, saying water is life, and I'm so worried, that legitimately believes that, and I don't doubt they do. I'm saying you better not leave that spot because, getting in your car and going home, you have way more chance of something very bad happening. So that's the thing they're not thinking through. And I really think we can tend to sort of chapter and verse defend all that, explain all, and almost waste our energy because this isn't about that. This is about this
it
is from the
it,
beginning.
It's a shakedown. There's a hidden agenda that has nothing to do with the health of those people that they feel like they have allies that they don't.
I'm going to give my last opinion of the day, and I'm going to shut up and get to as many calls as possible. But I have been critical of Senator Heidi Heitkamp through this. A woman I personally like, as I say, I love everybody, so I don't have any disdain for her at all. Politically, though, I believe she's being shameful. I really do, because I think she sees Hillary Clinton's numbers tanking in North Dakota. She's been a Hillary Clinton supporter. She knows that if she comes out too far on the front, she gets tied to the whole anti-energy thing that's come from Hillary. And she can't do that. She's been pro-energy, but she has native credibility. And so she is just sitting this one out. She's hiding. Heidi is hiding. Okay, she needs to be called out of the shadows. And for this reason, Never mind whatever political misfortunes come from that. This thing needs to be done. There needs to be a negotiated settlement to say, you know what, protest all you want, do it over here, not over there. Let's step this down. Let's let that construction happen. Let's get out of this. Instead, what's happening is it's ramping up. I have a letter here that was sent to President Obama, okay? It is signed by representatives of Sierra Club, Honor the Earth, Indigenous Environmental Network, Bold Alliance, Rainforest Action, Oil Change International, Center for Biological Diversity, Great Old Broads for Wilderness. That's quite the name. Fox Valley Citizens for Peace and Justice. I'm not going to read all of these, but I will tell you, you know, the names I'm seeing, Greenpeace, For the Love of Water, Friends of the Earth, U.S. Climate Plan, Earthworks, Environment America, Science and Environmental Health Network, Waterkeeper Alliance, worst of the worst groups in the environmental extremism arena, biggest supporters of Barack Obama and this radical environmental movement. Now, Hillary Clinton has, by the way, gone to the Bernie Sanders mode as well, so she's right there with him. He's sending out letters saying, go to North Dakota, I'm with these guys. This is why Heidi Heitkamp can be helpful. If she is a Democrat, says, no, you can't do this. Number one, it's lawful. Let's ask the bad actors to leave. Ask them to disperse. She can do that. Disperse. They'll listen to her. They're not going to listen to Drew Wrigley when he says it. They'll listen to her. She can go to the tribal leadership and say, time for negotiation. Do your protest. Do it over there. Do it lawfully. She can call the Obama administration and say, do not do this. Do not succumb to these groups. 31 groups that have signed this letter and are saying they want the Obama administration to do what they've never done before and rescind the easement. So people could die. Bad things could still happen there. This thing isn't diffused yet, number one. Number two, a lawful project, a good project that she supports, hangs in the balance. Company losing $400,000 a day. Nobody talks about that. They talk about how much money the casino's losing. That's the fault of the tribe for going about this, how they went about it. Not the state for shutting down the road because of an unlawful protest. She could fix it. She needs to engage and quick. Not saying another thing. You get to say the rest of the comments today in the program. Jeff and Mandan, you can agree or you can disagree. You could just give me your opinion, whatever you want to do.
Well, what I'm wondering is why there weren't protests for the last how many years at the rail yards where the oil was moving in the first place. I mean, isn't the whole point that the pipeline is being built to replace the rail transportation, which is inherently more dangerous?
Exactly. Pipelines are the safest transport mode. So therefore, we heard about oil bombs on trains. You know, very, very good point. But I guess saying a good point is getting my opinion. I promised I wouldn't. Denton, your opinion. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Denton? Okay, Denton's not there, and I see the clock has got us close to a break here. Last chance to get in, 800-228-0550. Texter says, Scott, where is Heidi Heitkamp? Well, good question. We've asked for interviews. They said she was meeting with ag leaders. That doesn't have much to do with this. We have press releases from her saying she's working on a project to protect children from internet crimes. Another one announcing federal funding for scientific research at NDSU. Another wanting an explanation for the increase in EpiPen prices, but nothing on this. She's hiding.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full-paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Being Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 31st.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I've heard about this previously and hadn't had necessarily a confirmed source on it, but there's Rob Ford, the Sandy blog, has a piece he put up yesterday. It's written anonymously by a law enforcement spouse, posted on Facebook, but in it she says, law enforcement in North Dakota, she says, our spouses and friends have been threatened, followed home, and people have gone as far as to take pictures of our homes and have records of our names. We've changed our names on social media to try and protect ourselves and our families. These are protectors, as some call them today. That are supposedly lawful and peaceful. You are not lawful. You are not peaceful, rather, if you're following law enforcement home, taking pictures of their homes. This is going on. This is why we say this must end. 800-228-0550, rapid fire text and then lightning round on the calls from our listeners. Text of the day. Scott, I disagree with your point of view, but you're unfairly being labeled a racist. Well, thank you. What it sounds like to me is that Greenpeace groups are waiting until we're 90% done with this pipeline And then they'll call on the president to shut it down so they can lose a lot of their money and possibly go broke. Texter says, Democrats throw racists around so much, I'm starting to think white bread is racist. And don't even think of choosing a different jelly. I love our listeners. Good humor. The Standing Rock people expecting and demanding preferential treatment or exemption outside of legal process and laws because they are natives? Now that's racist. Here's a few texts on what racism is. Hate, delivered by thought of superiority. President Obama, decisions based on race rather than merit. Perpetuating race for political gain. Define racism? Hillary, says another. The only race I don't like are the ones where I have to run. More humor. Judging a book by its cover. Okay, good point. Doing anything a minority doesn't like. That's what it's come to. Another texter, a Morton County employee was suspended for threatening the lives of Native Americans and making fun of their burial grounds. Just see who is really racist on Facebook. It's quite sickening and disheartening. Well, if it's on Facebook, it'd be pretty easy to find out. If that happened, you know, then obviously it can be dealt with. All right, let's see who is next. Dave in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Yes, Scott. I don't see too many militant protesters protesting from the right. It seems like these left-wing kooks, that's the only way they can get their point across. Also, I guess we got the government we deserve. I've got a nephew who was complaining about, you know, the Republicans and why we didn't elect somebody that he wanted. I said, well, put your money where your mouth is. How much money have you donated to a campaign? You know, that's what fuels a campaign, and people got to realize this. I just get so frustrated with the Republicans.
That's a good point. Somebody came up to me at the policy summit yesterday and say, please mention that. He said, you know, all we complain, but we never give any money, and our vote doesn't count in North Dakota because of the three electoral votes. But by golly, we can donate if it's, you know, it's 25, 50, 100. You're making a difference. His point, stop complaining, start donating. And never heard anybody really say that before. Spencer in Wahpeton. Spencer hung up. Darn it anyway, Spencer. Next time. Next time. Emailer yesterday, by the way, to K-Fire Todd is this gone to the highest levels? Are we in big trouble? Jim down in Sioux Falls sent an email to Todd and said he was listening as he traveled north every week from Sioux Falls, and he said the continuing biased and unfair coverage of the Dakota Access Pipeline issue, he's no longer listening to K-Fire. Are you concerned about Jim and Sioux Falls no longer listening to K-Fire, Todd?
That's a research sample of one, so, I mean, you know, don't want to make anybody unhappy, but it is what it is. I mean, we're providing the coverage of what is going on, and
I don't know what you would consider biased coverage of the event, and that is to not acknowledge there were unlawful activities happening. Do I need to?
Some people don't feel like if you're not taking their bias, then you're biased.
I will say this. We've had a lot of people from the protest site from South Dakota supporting Standing Rock that have called. Not in the last couple of days, but we have had that throughout this. So I am proud of that. The people are willing to call and hear something different. Chad Fargo, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just got one question for you, Scott. You're a very intelligent man. If they basically found that she used bleach, Hillary Clinton, on her emails, to do that, isn't that obstructing justice? Isn't that part of the fact of that we could she could get actually nailed for that?
I don't know. I've gotten to the point where I think no matter what they find on Hillary, people are going to go, yep, okay, whatever. I don't think there's anything because there's been so many. You may not have followed this, but Trey Gowdy made the point that on this latest round of emails, they found that Hillary didn't just push the delete button, right? To delete her personal emails, the one that she said was about the wedding and about grandkids. She deleted them in a way, this is his words, that God couldn't even read them.
Right.
So that's the bleach you're talking about. I mean, this is the mother of all wiping of a server. So, yeah, something's amiss here. But I don't know. Your point, I don't know. Is there anything that is going to outrage anybody to say she's not fit for office?
She's not fit for office.
I realize that, but is there anything in the way these scandals that are going to be enough to get people to agree to that?
But isn't it basically, because of Donald Trump, is there a way that Ted Cruz could sneak in the back door and we could put him in there? I mean, bottom line, he's a hell of a lot better than Donald Trump.
No, I don't believe that's going to happen. I don't. I don't.
Wow.
I don't. Yeah. Chad, appreciate the call. Thank you all very much. Gary and Minot, James in Alexandria. Sorry we didn't get to you. James wanted to promote an upcoming art show. When's the show, James? Do we have time to do this next week?
Yeah, it's this week, and I just want to let everybody know there's Island Park Art Show, the best.
There you go, Island Park Art Show. He's from Alexandria, but he's talking about the Island Park Art Show in Fargo this weekend, downtown Fargo. God bless you, folks. New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flankfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flankfamily.com, for details on the great deal to New York City.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.